And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur!
Tell me about pain. Tell me about pain and skin cancers.
You know, it,
I didn't know skin cancers had pain.
Isn't that true? That's what we've been taught from the days way back before World War II when you and I went to medical school.
Well, you may be that old, but I'm a little younger than that.
Yeah, Mike. No, I'm not that old. But certainly one of the things we were taught in medical school and in residency and in practice is that skin cancers do not hurt. And so, in fact, that was sort of one of the ways to distinguish between a thing on the skin that might be painful and a skin cancer, you know, like a pimple. A pimple hurts, right? But a skin cancer should not hurt. That's what we were told. That might not be true, Mike, because there was a study that was just published in a journal called the Archives of Dermatology, which is a very good dermatology journal. And they looked at about 500 people with skin cancers that were not melanomas, so not the pigmented things. These were basal cell carcinomas or squamous cell carcinomas. And it turns out that 40% of squamous cell carcinomas hurt. So people had complaints of pain. They said, there's this thing on my arm or my ear that hurts. Now, that's opposed to about 18% of people with basal cell carcinomas. So this is very interesting. It seems like a silly little thing, but it's sort of a landmark in dermatology because we're now going to look for skin cancers when people say this thing on their skin hurts. And it's more likely to be a squamous cell carcinoma than a basal cell. Of course, they're treated just about the same way. They're removed. And almost always, Mike, those are the two skin cancers that will not hurt you in the long run as long as you take care of these. And that means don't let them get to the point where... do you remember what the basal cell carcinoma was called when it got to the point where it was the size of like a baseball on someone's scalp? Do you remember that term?
No.
That was the rodent ulcer. Remember that from pathology when you were just
a
kid?
No, I don't remember that, but I'm sure I was grossed out by it.
Yeah, it was because that's the vision of someone falling asleep in a drunken stupor, you know, in an alley, and a rat gnawing away on their scalp, a rodent ulcer. Oh,
Arthur, terrible. I can't take
right.
it anymore.
He's going to censor me. We're going to have the 7-second delay. So, but that's what a neglected skin cancer looks like. And every now and then we do see those, even today, Mike, because people tend to ignore these things. But basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas are uniformly cured by some very simple things like either freezing them off or excising, cutting them out, or using one of those things like Effudex. You know, one of those creams that you can put on. So very, very easily cured.
So there, much
Mike?
Better
you
that way.
You fell off the chair, didn't you? You did. You didn't like that description.
I did
of
not
a basal
like
cell
that description.
Carcinoma.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
If it's painful, doesn't necessarily mean it isn't a cancer for the skin.
That's right.
That's
right.
The basic message. And is melanoma
that's
painful?
That's the take-home. Usually not. Nope.
So usually skin cancers are not painful.
That's correct. And even when the lymph nodes are involved, not painful. So and that's the difference. If someone has nodules in the neck and they hurt, that's usually from an infection. You know, if you can feel lymph nodes in the neck, that's usually a sore throat or some other type of infection as opposed to a cancer. If they're not painful, that's more worrisome.
Now, better story from a standpoint of more fun is spa treatments. What should you not get in a spa? What can you get? And why is there an outbreak of acne after getting a facial?
You know, spa procedures are a billion-dollar business now. I mean, there are spas everywhere. You just have to look in every mall, every strip mall. There's a spa or a salon. And, you know, what's the difference between a spa and salon?
Well, how are they regulated?
Well, they're regulated by cosmetology boards, not by medical boards.
Well, no. But, I mean, are they regulated by the State Department of Health or something?
Each state differs. Some, it's out of the Department of Health. And some, it's consumer affairs. So, for instance, New Jersey, that I'm very familiar with, its consumer affairs division regulates spas. That's the cosmetologists. As opposed to, I believe, New York, it is the Department of Health. So it really depends on the artificial boundaries that the state sets up. But, Mike, these spas frequently perform facials, right? You might have had one. Lots of people do. They're very, very common, and they're mystical procedures. You know, if you've ever watched an esthetician doing a facial, it almost seems like there's either mysticism or science. I'm not sure there's either involved. It's an individualized performance where usually a woman, but sometimes a man will put all sorts of different chemicals on the skin, you know, open the pores and then close the pores and massage the skin. And they also will unroof acne, although that's illegal in most states, although they still do that. They're not allowed to use lancets to penetrate the skin, but still that's a very commonly done thing. So that's a facial. And you think of it as a nice, relaxing thing. Women go all the time. And they enjoy facials. But it turns out that if you look at the data of a facial, within 2 weeks of a facial, a third of women get acne breakouts, which is
very
interesting.
Come on, a third?
A full third.
Not a third. One out of every three?
30, that's correct.
No, it can't be.
No, it's true.
Why would they go back for more?
Well, they do. They do. It's relaxing.
Do they? Is it maybe they don't associate the problem with it?
That's probably correct. Probably correct because it's not instant. It's not. You know, we only associate things that are instant. You know, that day or maybe the next day occur. But 2 weeks later, we don't think so much about that. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it was that thing we had a few weeks ago that caused it. You know, think about the bruises that you find on your legs and think back. You know, when did you get this thing? Because the bruise doesn't come up for several days. It's the same sort of thing. So a third of people get these acne breakouts, and probably the reason is there's an irritation that occurs with a facial. There's some degree of exfoliation. Exfoliation means getting rid of the dead cells on the surface of the skin. And what that does, it allows better penetration of things, and things could cause allergic reactions, or it could cause contact dermatitis. So if you count up the number of chemicals that women's faces are exposed to during a facial, it's in the many hundreds, Mike, many hundreds. So it's not like a couple dozen chemicals, it's hundreds. And the chance of not having an allergic reaction or contact dermatitis to one of those hundreds is 2 out of 3. That's how it works. That's why, you know, 1 out of 3 women gets a contact dermatitis and develops a reaction like acne. And the reason it's acne is because one of the defenses of our body to these toxins, to this contact dermatitis, is to make more oil. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm not a big fan of facials for that reason. I think microdermabrasion is a much better way to go. We could talk about that maybe after the break.
So microdermabrasion is we'll hear about it. But I saw an article where guys get microdermabrasion every time they shave every day.
To a certain extent, that's correct. That's correct. But there's more to it than that. So that's our teaser.
Now, what things you shouldn't have in a spa, we're going to discuss in the next half hour, in the next 10 minutes after we come back from the break. As well as a tip of the week on gluten foods and going gluten-free. So when we come back, Arthur, what things you shouldn't get in a spa, as well as what microdermabrasion really constitutes, and a real age tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.